Sound on, video go.
Are we going?
We're going to the rhythm.
Can you drop it maybe just a little bit? The headphone volume?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that okay with everyone?
I like it best.
Let me adjust my seat.
The pinnacle of Richard Crenna's career, for sure.
Are we going?
We're going.
We're live?
We're live out here.
We're doing it again. Mr. Negative.
Basil Film.
And Jupiter here.
Looking at First Blood.
Part one. Starring Michael Talbot.
Alf.
And David Caruso.
David Caruso.
Pre-Smokeface David Caruso.
Yeah.
Stallmaster is holding things up.
Smoke face, like he has coffee cakes?
Yeah. He has. He's just had a couple too many smokes.
Kinda. This dude had a nice little scene here on this pond, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to go back to that after, after having a tour, you know? Go
nice.
Sit and relax.
Hi, it's Rambo. You haven't seen me in 10 years. What's up? I got no home.
Can I stay here? I'm rolling with a sleeping bag, for God's sakes.
I have run through all my real friends.
You never want to see an old friend showing up with a sleeping bag.
Ever.
Quick, lock the doors. Turn the lights off. We're not home.
Did he drive at least? No, he didn't drive.
No, didn't even drive.
So he can't be in the sleeping bag in his car.
Can't get away as fast.
Of course, the funny thing with Rambo is he probably prefers sleeping in the backyard. No, I don't need a bed. I prefer outdoors with gritting on my knife.
They must not like Delmar Berry there very much.
I'm not lying.
See? No?
No.
Nothing?
No.
He's like a bum begging for change at the door. She's just not buying that story, you know?
He's got a great pitch. See? The token black guy right there in the back.
He was thinking in his mind, score, she's black, I'm in. They don't have a bed, they just have a sheet.
That's rough.
See, it looks all nice there, but that's hard living.
So you're single?
So you don't have a man around to take care of things, huh?
Yeah. I don't have a phone, but...
Should he know anywhere I could camp?
Everybody's got a car but me.
This is what I fought for.
Whatever happened to hitchhiking? I'd like to see that make a comeback.
I think we're going to see why it's frowned upon.
This place is called Holiday Land?
Yeah.
Welcome to Hope?
Uh-huh. That sounds like a great place to go, doesn't it?
Fucking greatness of Brian Dennehy.
The country cop burping up sausage. Where'd they film this one? Because it doesn't look like those mountains are real.
The Chorus Studio. Sheriff really looks down on the poor.
He doesn't like that vagrant thing.
Sheriff's really down with depressing the poor here. Poor boy.
See, he could have got off right there. Yeah, my buddy Delmar just found out he died.
Yeah.
He's looking for a bite to eat. Problem solved.
I guess. Let's change the subject real quick. Quick with the interrogation.
That sounds really far.
Are you going to drive me there or?
The protecting serve. About as fast as this movie's going right now. It's pretty boring. So how long did they really need for that scene? You know, to drive across the bridge real slow.
He really wants to see people clean.
He's a big hygiene police.
He's big into hygiene. It's the first thing you don't want his shower in the jailhouse, that's for sure.
Wonder if it's because his wife is so unclean that he's trying to police everybody else.
He's definitely got issues.
Don't do it. 8 minutes in, this could be movie over. He's going to do
it. He could have got out cheap.
He could have just bolted. It could have been a short.
It could have been the friendly drive with the police is what they would have called it.
And then the final scene, they could have shown him having a nice bite to eat in Portland. Moved on. Sad, sleepy song.
But if he can't stay here, where can he stay?
He's all like, I'm going to kick this cop's ass. I don't think I ever want to hear a man say that to me.
He's got a gun, too.
That's a pretty eager look on his face, isn't it?
He could end this right here. You could just take him out, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why he goes. He might just be hungry just to get some food. Fuck it.
I'm going to get thrown in jail, get a bite to eat.
Get a bologna sandwich. Be delicious.
Fishing.
Some big ass fish. Name it. So he's out there hunting newts and salamanders. He needs a big ass knife.
It's another day on the job, eh, officer?
that guy's obviously never hunted an elephant.
It's sharp.
Wonder if he tests every knife that he picks up. Little pocket knives.
David Caruso. David.
He should be having a smoke.
You know he had plenty on this shoot.
He might have started smoking on this shoot.
It looks like a very stressful shoot.
And if he's going to go with them to go to the police station like he's cooperating, why doesn't he start talking?
He's having those flashbacks. See
the mustache he had?
When they poured the diarrhea on him.
It's quite the torture.
Yeah.
Brian Dennehy has just assembled a very shaky unit.
Harry, he doesn't even have that long of a hair. He's the comic relief in the whole movie. The little redhead guy.
Hey, let me be a guy.
He's not even flinching or anything. He's just.
Surely there's some more crime in this town somewhere.
Short.
He is tiny, man. Everybody's towering over him.
Again with the poor.
So like, I'm not going to no judge. I could kill all of you. I'm a tough guy.
Go work traffic, something. Got a freaking crew on him.
Again, with the perversion. What's he trying to do? Suck his gut in?
Yes.
What the hell's that all about? This is not the police station you want to get arrested
not
in.
Not one bit. That was just for vagrancy.
He's unbuttoned his shirt, loosened it up a little bit.
Relax, get into it.
Playing with his little phallic thing.
Yeah, that
he's
dude's
loving it way too much, isn't he?
It's gonna be a flashback.
Team.
This can't be an ideal time for shaving. I admire their wherewithal, but...
I've never had a police course, but this just certainly doesn't seem like the ideal method.
This is not what Rambo fought for.
Just gonna shave you.
This guy's gonna get it.
Rambo is a badass. Poke your eyes out. That's what that is.
I want to know what that guy's name is in the cast.
Gut kick guy.
But really does not ask questions. I'd completely forgotten how badass this movie is.
I like that one. Come up with the elbow.
I think I tried that once in the hall at school after I saw this. I'm sure it didn't work.
Cleared.
Nice.
I'm free. Thank you. Always have the Volkswagen. Oh, wow.
Every time. This seems like a good idea.
Okay. Into the people. And like it was nothing. Just there's some people down there. And they went about it real quick.
That guy should have been fired anyway today, so.
He has like three lines in the entire movie and it's all screaming.
His shaving plan was the really just
that was the line.
Terrible.
You cannot shave Rambo.
It's amazing he only has a 5 o'clock shadow.
I guess the train wasn't in the budget.
Wow, how great is this movie?
Look, he almost wasted it right there.
I wish they had a camera back at the police station with everybody trying to pick themselves up off the ground.
Now this was the time to have a car cam.
And on wet roads.
Well, it was wet, but now it's dry there after the skid. Looks like it could be a Chevrolet commercial. Oh, there went the light.
You might want to just call it a day there, Ryan Dennehy.
Ryan Dennehy thinks he's some kind of super cop.
No.
Look at that.
You are not getting away from Ryan Dennehy.
Surely you could have gone to the driveway or something.
Surely vagrancy isn't this important.
Well, now he's got all those assault to police officers.
Yeah, but...
those are after the fact.
They deserve that, probably.
Yeah, but who's going to believe him?
My lawyer.
I want your lawyer. Can I have his
card? You pay him, he'll believe anything you say.
Can he convince other people of that?
Sometimes.
I need a higher percentage. And they're still chasing him. How far long have we gone?
They haven't even called in the National Guard yet. It's a heck of a shoot day they had, that's for sure.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, that was it.
That's it.
And that it's, was
nope,
it.
Nope, not, no, no, not, no, no. Keep on.
Oh.
Now we can't go get him anymore.
This vagrant proved to be the worst day that police station's ever seen.
Okay, he's okay, and then he drives off. See, Rambo's a nice guy. He was going to go help him out.
He's gone out of his way.
Uh-oh.
Well,
oh, see, another bad move there. I think he could have got away a little bit further, maybe.
Yeah, me too. He could have picked that bike up and drug it up the hill with him and took off.
And then you could really make up some speed. But his getaway plan is to try to get up into the mountains.
Right.
Where he figures he'll be the most safe.
I've got you right where I want you, man.
No, I'm already gone.
All right. Yeah, got a rope. What are we looking for? Okay.
I've got to make a belt.
It's
food.
Cold.
Taste.
It's
food.
Cold. Instead of actually looking around in the building, let's just grab the rope and then go to where they placed the next item for me.
I ruined a perfectly good rug making this outfit when I was little. Not to mention some string.
But Mom, I'm Rambo.
Nice.
Nice burlap.
This looks clean.
I'll wear this.
And then did you see?
Like
he just
hell.
Threw the sheath like way off in the background.
He's gonna
like
make a new one.
Find it.
Surely the county sheriff or somebody else would be involved at this point, you know?
I'm finished. Brian Denny, he really knows his pooches.
I like that the Doberman's just got a shout out. They can hunt on sight, huh? Nice.
It's quite the endorsement.
Not the bloodhounds, huh?
No, I just want some eye dogs is what we want this time.
Nice.
There it is.
He's ready to be one of the rebels in Return of the Jedi.
He is.
I think he could have probably got more out of that sight than that.
Yeah. And a string and a burlap.
It wouldn't have taken too long to make some sleeves.
It wouldn't. Seems like he's got a pretty good jump on Brian Dennehy right now, but.
There are the Dobermans.
Yeah.
These Dobermans are going to take a shit, though.
Yeah, this is really important.
They're like right on him.
Yeah. Well, he took a couple of hours making that fancy shirt he's got there. Like he has to take the butt off so he can use the compass on it.
Mm.
I had one of those knives after I saw this.
So did I.
My stepdad got it for me at the gun show. I almost killed everyone.
But he finally wrestled it away from me?
When I was asleep.
See, you should have done like Nightmare on Elm Street, slice your eyelids off.
I considered it. Rambo's a better climber than them. It's good editing.
He's scared.
Nice.
Kicked his ass once. He's like, I don't want any part of Rambo.
He learns his lessons.
I mean, surely he's made up some time. I mean, he's moving.
Yeah, he's already over the mountain.
Unfortunately.
Damn.
The cliff. The leap of faith.
I think you could get down maybe a little easier on that other side. I guess you can't see it, but.
Time is of the essence.
Mm.
And the hero's got to make his leap of faith. Must be at the 30-minute mark.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think that would have been the right way to go myself, but okay, you have fun with it. I probably would have ran along the edge of it down.
Rambo is really in the weeds right now.
Literally and figuratively.
I mean...
Did they put Teasel in the helicopter?
They did, with a rifle. They gave that man a gun.
No, not Teasel, the other guy.
Teasel's the dude that started, they had the shaving plan, and yeah, he was taking shots at him in the street.
The mustache.
He must be like Brian Dennehy's cousin or something, you know?
Brother-in-law.
Yeah. It's wife, like their buddies. Be in there.
Rambo's got that chopper right where he
quick,
wants
run!
It.
Damn.
Man.
Too bad he didn't.
All my training.
Too bad he didn't invest a couple of more points into that wall crawling ability.
Oh no. The psychotic. I'm crazy.
I'm out of my mind.
He's serious, too.
I believe it.
Teasel.
I believe he's stupid enough to shoot the guy that's flying the helicopter. Get closer. I can't shoot him.
He's getting really close.
If he hadn't fucked up his eye, he might have it.
Here we go. And jump.
Nice.
Now that's a good swan dive. Look at him. He does an entire flip, lands on it. Ooh. And that one hurt. The rest of them did.
Uh-oh.
Still going, huh, Galt? Still going. The helicopter pilot's kind of badass. He can't get any credit.
He's going on into
son
things
of a bitch.
That I've seen rescue crews say that they can't do and just drop a rope. Now he's a pretty good shot. What happened to him earlier?
I think you can hear that the chopper's still there, Rambo. You don't have to look.
A rock?
A rock.
That's how badass our hero is.
He doesn't even need guns.
Oops. That was smart. He aimed at the big helicopter.
Brian Dennehy's like, thank God.
Finally, I'm done with him.
Finally.
My sister's brother is a pain
fucking
no more.
Psychotic mess.
And I didn't even have to do it.
Thank you, Rambo.
Think you're getting written off scot-free.
You drew first blood.
Another flashback?
Oh, he's looking at the squished up guy. That was a good shot right there. All bloody up face. Yeah. Did you see anything? That's such a quick flash.
A bloody mess.
I couldn't even see the bloody mess. Now I see it.
Act disappointed. Act disappointed.
My sister's gonna kill me.
Try to cry. Try to cry.
Camera's off me. Woohoo!
I think that needs stitching.
Doesn't really look like there's a gaping gash there to me.
I think it was done bleeding and everything.
She just ripped off a little piece of burlap and put it over it.
It's bleeding a lot, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's a freaking whiz with that self-suturing.
He just really wants to let those dogs eat something, doesn't he?
You're not listening.
Did it like skin his forehead or what? What happened?
Yeah, did he take it in the face? What was the deal?
I think he was faking.
And they are terrible shots. They had automatic weapons. He's all happy about it. At least the super badass kicked my ass. I'm never gonna wash this face again.
And he doesn't.
Shouldn't you call the FBI or you need some backup?
Scott's thought exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get it there, weasel boy.
And he was an asshole then.
Was he that crazy back then, too? Be an interesting short film, Galt, the early years.
That's the sequel they should have gone
with. Yes.
Beating the neighborhood dog.
He's cooking children.
Shoving little girls' faces in the toads.
Lick it, lick it!
What was your first clue?
I love David Caruso as the fucking sourpuss.
He's the Bill Paxton of this movie.
Chet.
That's why I don't want to go.
Shut up. Treat you like the redheaded stepchild you are.
They really do. At least he's got a cool gun.
So the thing about Doberman's not the smartest of dogs.
He He's all screaming.
They gave that crew M16s. Yeah, that, didn't he tell him that when he was down in the gorge?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, he can screech like an owl, too. That.
He's just right there.
Well,
go do your thing.
It's like where the red fern grows. When he dies, his dogs die, he dies too.
Why does he call him our Galt?
This is not friendly enough with him to be on a first name basis.
Even though you're about to bleed to death and pass out, stay awake.
Yeah, go get the vagrant. That's more important than medical help for me.
Yeah, let's stand in a line one by one, 50 mm-hmm. feet apart, so he can pick us up.
Yeah, fine idea.
Why don't we wear bright white hats, too, so we can see where we are?
These people are ill-prepared for what's ahead.
Yeah, they should have called the state police.
They should have listened to David Caruso from the jump. He knew there was something about that guy.
Spread out, damn it! Get away from me. I want to make sure he gets you before me.
I know he'll save the best for last.
I think David Caruso is going to quit after this assignment if he survives it.
I can't believe these people haven't shot each other yet.
Dick Cheney's in the background, so they're going to get it. And nothing.
They're really working on that tension.
Get that 10 strings going.
If Carissa wants to sit down and have a smoke.
Look at all this nature and fresh air. I need some cigarettes.
Wow. Tried one of those little Vietnam tricks.
He's gonna be all right. He should be cheering because you're alive.
I got you stabbed go by the
I'm alive.
The Green Beret stabbed. Yes. Yeah.
Oh no.
And if they were all together, how'd they get spread out? Where did this guy go?
He's not concerned for the red-headed stepchild. And this is what you get. Remember the war hero you're chasing?
And then they just still left the red-headed dude there. Say, what is Will their daddy? Oh, yeah, that had to feel good.
Bill's team is falling apart.
But he can't just back up? Mm. Is it barbed or something, or is he stupid?
Can really do some terrible things to you if he wants.
Quickly, because wasn't he running the entire time? So he had time while he was running to shave the spikes.
Well, we saw him making them. I remember them showing us that.
Yeah, but I thought he was supposed to be running away. How did he have time to sit down and...
He's Rambo. Uh-oh. See my bandana.
Annie did you the favor of offing your brother-in-law.
Rambo's been nothing but help to this town, as far as I'm concerned.
You got rid of Galt, who is
clearly,
clearly, way out of line. And David Caruso survived, so.
This is when he started smoking because he had his leg stabbed. He was sitting on the couch for so long.
And he's going to get some pills.
Is this where old Trotman shows up?
Trotman's got to lay down the law.
Oh, they got the army.
And the press.
They should send in Benicio del Toro. Shut up, I'm getting a haircut. And a bath.
I feel like a badass in this fucking coat, though. Coat looks warm as shit.
Could you have somebody just sitting there poking around in your ear?
Just a little off the sides.
See, he could be just running away right now, but no.
I think he's digging there. In.
Yeah, setting up camp. Skilled training.
There you see the liberal media bias.
Assholes. Is this the same town where Super Troopers was filmed? It does look like the two chiefs of the Super Troopers, doesn't it? The early years.
I did. I'm his father.
I'm a badass.
A full bird.
shaving.
Shaving is the line for this guy.
We really screwed up somewhere in the shaving training.
No wonder I hope he let me go.
Brian Dennehy still thinks he's a super cop.
Well, I guess right now Rambo thinks the cops left because they're just making camp down the mountain, you know?
He's going to have a quick meal.
But only the back quarter of it.
He already built a fortress.
He went and moved in with the Ewoks.
He should have stayed there from the get-go. He's got a nice little scene work up there with the pigs and everything.
I guess he thinks Denny's going to let it go.
He's got his own bucket. He could have salted the
pig.
He
does have a bucket.
I mean, they might have a hole in it, but, you know, you might find Liza out there.
We should all be so lucky. Probably got some silver down in that mine.
A McLeod jacket.
I like that coat.
No, apparently not. His people are all hurt, you know? That sound advice.
You're really not on our side, are you? I was way ahead of you.
The first bit of advice he's taken the entire time.
It took a lot of convincing to make him suspect that he wasn't on their side, right?
Guess they were out of body bags.
That's a lot of meat for him to sit there and chew on all night long.
Wouldn't they know exactly where he is from that fire?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Then they just fly above with the helicopter and spot him.
Fortunately, it's daytime here and nighttime where you are, so you're real far. We got our boy over here doing the Hanoi Jane thing. Just see if he built a fire.
Colonel's his sweetheart. He's the one he'll open up to.
Maybe you could sound more convincing. Faith in this guy.
Dennehy hates it.
How many times does he have to tell him, you're gonna die?
He's reading a magazine.
Dennehy runs a pretty tight ship.
Who remembered to bring a magazine to a freaking stakeout?
It's probably a boy's life, too.
I need my freaking radio locator and my magazine, because I'm going to be sitting around.
It's just, this manhead is really not holding his interest. Don't talk to me in that filthy pig Latin.
It's going to be a flashback.
Yeah, no kidding, he's going to set him off. Here comes the spider music.
In the Military, don't they always call him by their last name? So why would we call him Johnny?
Because they're familiar?
No, they don't do that. Even in a, if they're familiar, it's always last name.
Sure. Gave his wife my number, though. She might call.
I can't believe they're engaging in small talk here. What's going on, man? Everything all right?
Sure, all right. Okay. As long as they don't shave me.
Yeah, no shaving.
He's gonna have a chaw.
That didn't sound very hetero.
King shit cut.
Why does everyone look at Brian Dennehy?
It was my brother-in-law.
So what else is going on, John?
God, I wish I'd made sleeves.
The colonel's not on my side anymore either.
You've said that before.
Instead of going to find the fire that he has going in the middle of the night.
That would have been a great call. Just look for a fire.
Guess it wasn't in the budget to put the helicopter in that scene either.
Oh, that's right. The helicopter driver checked out. More damage from Holt.
He was filming the state fair.
Guess this is like when the cops turn on RoboCop.
It's got to be hard to motivate these army people to go after a vet, isn't it?
Especially in the 80s when they were all shitbirds. I like to throw the troops under the bus.
Wow.
Wounds healing
nicely.
If
it was me, I think I'd be hiding up in a tree somewhere. Instead of laying underneath a rock in the water while the people walk by, you know?
Can't argue with success. Uh-oh.
You're mine, Junior. No friendly civilians. Waste them. Go cannibal. Wuss.
You'll never find it over there.
That kid is never going hunting again right there.
Does everybody in this town walk in the 50 feet away rule?
He refers to his dad as Paw, too. It's like...
He's going to run by Bruce... What's his name?
Why didn't they ask Troutman for a plan? Because
Dennehy is sticking fast to the 50 feet apart and walk around rule. The Dennehy doctrine is in full effect.
People have no respect for his authority either.
He wasted them all. All of them. He killed them. This is the bravest army we've had in a long time. See how this works. Nobody else will go. I'm going to yell at him. Is that 30 or 3.0? Why doesn't he just throw a rock like he did at the helicopter?
That guy has been well trained.
He makes it happen. What happened to his 3.0 seconds?
Man, was that a nuclear rocket launcher? He's all happy about it too, isn't he?
There's the chopper.
Maybe that's why they couldn't see the smoke from the fire, because it's all shrouded in mist.
Maybe. I still think it's a poor excuse.
Or the guy just has his learning.
This is the first time they've dealt with this.
He hasn't been able to fly in at night yet.
I'm just surprised Troutman didn't alert him to that. Have you seen my coat? Evil animals still in the woods.
It wasn't like a flag or anything. They just picked up a stick and was standing next to it. Look, we caught a stick. At the drugstore. That's who's protecting their town, the pharmacist. There were many hats in that town.
I think they're going to have a few openings at the sheriff's department coming up pretty soon.
Definitely going to have some workman's cop cases.
Well, that's one match. Two matches. Well, I'll be damned. Built-in torch. He's a big believer in Rambo, isn't he?
He's really got his back. Rambo does not want to have to resort to burning his headband.
No, the headband is a must keep. I mean, that's perfecting the coif.
The coif?
The coif. It was some word of the day on Google.
It's a heavy admission. Rambo is the best man.
Well, I guess him and the other guy were the only two that survived, wouldn't it?
It's true.
So much for your burlap sack jacket.
What happened to the jacket he stole from the dead cop?
I think he used it as a decoy for the dogs.
Oh, Troutman sees the smoke.
Troutman knows that Rambo cannot resist a good fire.
They should have embraced Troutman's counsel. He's like, oh, whatever.
He's
good
just
luck.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. He'll still kill y'all, and I'll be here laughing at you.
I'm going to go back to the hotel.
He's going to come fuck up your whole town.
Now, would that be safe water to drink, or is that poisonous? Mm. Did it collect all the minerals, or did it purify when it was dripping down?
Mm.
That's one for the ages.
I think he tore open one of his stitches.
Yeah, that's his bad arm.
Everybody's got to heal. Especially from my sister.
See, oh. He's Teasel. The bobcat on his desk. What is that?
It's not a very impressive kill.
It's his worst day as a sheriff ever.
Yeah, how exciting is this one? He's got nobody chasing him and he's just wandering through a cave.
He's got to make his final raid on the fortress.
This is a pretty slow-paced action movie, though.
I hate this level of the game.
One awesome torch.
Ah, the rats. I hate rats. And you're a rat. You're
but
a rat.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why were the rats attacking him while he's in the water?
I guess they're hungry rats.
Where's the little disclaimer that there was no rats harmed in the making of this movie? But then look, he jumps up on the rocks where the rats should be, and they're not touching him.
It's okay. He's
and
got
where'd
more
he get that thing from?
Strip.
Was that in his pocket? So wouldn't he washed off all of the kerosene?
Yeah.
Rambo's very well prepared for this whole ordeal.
He must have been a Boy Scout. We below.
I never made it to Weebaloo.
Nice. Cocktails for Troutman.
Troutman's having a cognac.
Cognac and a cigar?
Troutman's really glad he took a bath and a haircut at this point.
Where's your beret?
He's indoors. You're not supposed to wear your hat indoors.
Oh.
That's Southern hospitality. Could they pick a smaller table? That's how I want my sheriff. Pretty basic order. See, he's still conflicted about letting his feelings out from the brother-in-law.
Really is.
Little do you know. Wonder what happened to that leg quarter that he had.
Nice.
Must be getting pretty hungry by now. What's he all sad and tired about? He just crawled through a cave, that's all.
I'm certainly glad he's out of it. I don't know why I didn't. Why does nobody use their feet on a ladder in a movie?
It's not in the script.
They really need to write that in.
He has another out right here. He just take off, you
just
know.
Just go away.
Just cruise.
And if they blew him up yesterday, wouldn't they all be gone by now?
A drugstore is not being manned.
Meanwhile, fucking Brian Dennehy is getting drunk in the bar.
I don't think it's the best vehicle to jump on. Just walk.
Just.
Good to know he's a conscientious driver.
Is he trying to bust out some comedy?
Nice.
He's not screaming, Will, Will.
Thank God I was still running.
Taxi, thank you.
Somebody's getting a three-way hookup.
Steamboat, huh?
Is that guy still sleeping?
Can't Keystone cops make these guys look good, don't they?
Oh, no.
They had a good stunt driver on this movie.
You'd think they would have learned by now that they're going to need more than one cop car.
I guess Rambo really couldn't have gone away. Unless he had not jumped on an army truck.
Right. Because that was the last one. They were all packed up, ready to go.
He could have just walked home.
Could have went to that car wash in Seattle.
It's got a great future.
Yeah, I don't think that little Ford is gonna push that big truck out of the way very far.
Cop's kind of taking care of himself.
And this was back before drifting, man. This
race
is pretty good.
Now that could be constituted as attempted murder.
I blame gravity.
This is awesome.
This is where E.T. makes the truck fly.
Nice.
It almost. We made it. That teetered quite a bit. You know, they were happy after they got that shot. It's a waste of a good Zippo, don't you think?
I don't know. It's a good investment.
And that gas station had quite a few gas tanks in it, didn't it?
Why are they still in the office?
Not without my hat.
Where's your coat?
That was the first rule he pounded into him. You cannot leave without what?
Not without my hat.
You're right. Now you can go.
Rambo's gonna go get a hunger buster.
Fry soft drink and a Sunday too. For me, oh dear. I could go for a peanut parfait myself. What is the town, an elementary school?
This is really quite the fascist town they're running over here.
Is he the principal of this elementary school town?
Really is.
Holiday Land?
It's a hell of a subversive film we got going here.
There's things that are going on that John Rambo did not fight for.
What's going on? advise him wrong, though.
Maybe. You have been listening.
Well, I don't think you need too much training to get out of a cave. You just kind of follow it till you find a hole to get out.
Brembo is just about to have a great time.
Yeah, he's definitely going to go out on top.
They're brainwashed. Grown in test tubes.
Okay. Good luck.
Have fun.
Yeah.
I'll be over there at the bar having cognac and cigars.
I'll be back at the thing. Good luck.
I like that side ponytail waitress there.
Just turn off the gas.
Right. Where's the gas man? He must still be up there digging out the hole.
Don't they have an emergency pump switch, or is that new?
Hey, we have a roof. I've never noticed that before.
You should be on that radio calling your troops down, shouldn't you?
Yeah. Stop digging, come help. He's teaching Clayton a lesson, though. He's probably big on lesson teaching. And apparently the one-story police station is the tallest building in town. How do you declare war on a whole town because of the police?
Good move. Take out the bank.
Yeah, Brembo is a bit of a terrorist. Well, that's what they get for electing that asshole, I guess. That's the message. You're accountable for who you elect.
Is you saying that because it's an election year?
Maybe.
The outpost.
Political in here.
The outpost.
Where's my ammo?
Everybody needs a big carved bear.
Decisions. That one? I don't like that. That's the same thing. These are all the same thing.
No. Well, I don't think that would be the best way to look for a bullet. Oh, look, he's got the Pancho Villa look going.
Don't like that.
No.
Hate this.
No locked doors.
Paint. More of the same.
Look at that six shooter right there in the left. That's a nice gun.
Gunpowder.
Very orderly pile he's assembled there.
This is not going to bode well for that store.
Yeah, this is a tough break for the outpost.
Hope he has insurance.
This guy's really not going to budge.
See, I'm telling you, if he would have kept that Zippo, he would have saved a lot of ammo.
Uh-oh.
Shouldn't he have been on that side of the building already? He's creating a lot of diversions, don't you think, just to get into the police station?
He's going through a lot of trouble. Aha.
I am way over my head.
I should have just let him go and have something to eat.
I gave that guy a ride.
See, now he's getting in trouble. Before he had the excuse of he didn't do anything, but now he's getting himself in some trouble.
I think they pushed him too far.
If you take out the police station, it's definitely going to be a crime.
Couple of bullets really tore that place to hell.
That's what I was thinking. I need one of those kind of guys.
Tore down the ceiling.
Must be on the roof.
I forgot to shoot the roof.
Well, he was probably thinking he could blow the whole building up with the bullets.
Almost did.
Why didn't he shoot one of the main support beams and just cave the roof in?
Thank God, the police.
And that's all it took.
Of course, you
sit, Ubu, sit.
Did you about 10 minutes earlier? It could have saved his life.
I'd be like, well, at least let me get out of the way first.
Nothing is a fault. Don't start trying to act now, please.
It's like two cars, but from the inside it looks like thousands of them. Piss moan.
Baby killer. Yeah.
anger management might be in his future. Arby's, roast beef sale.
Oh no.
Turn on the waterworks.
Don't do it. Come on, fight your way out.
What happened, tough guy? Don't start turning into a pussy now.
They're right, the man's clearly insane.
Shouldn't you get Brian Dennehy to a doctor?
He's confused. Look at him. He's like,
Your Asian accent is suspect.
Like this? Nobody would help because they couldn't understand what you were saying.
Please stop. You're such a badass, you can't be like this. Your acting is atrocious.
He's like, dude,
what are you doing?
No, this isn't what I trained you for.
One take? That's it? Okay.
No, do I have to walk over there?
Okay. There.
Where the hell did you recruit me?
There, my little Rambo.
It's okay, sweetie.
It's okay, yeah. Sorry.
I should have taken the
Let it down. Out, let it out. We had a good long cry. It's daytime now.
They've really worked out their issues.
I'll even let you wear the coat, sweetheart. Come on out.
He should be wearing Brian Dennehy's coat.
He earned it. Yeah, Brian Dennehy is...
He's still alive.
Going fast.
I don't think his job's going to be there when he gets back. Oh, great film.
That is a success.
Great film.
And it's over. I mean, so the story is he resisted arrest so he could give himself up.
Yep, that's it. That's the pitch.
And Brian Dennehy was an asshole. That's pretty much the movie. I mean, it doesn't seem like it would have been that hard to be Rambo against these cops. Where's the guy that got kicked in the gut as the cop walking through the door?
Buddy Joe Hooker's parents had the right idea when they named him.
Buddy Joe Hooker.
That guy's parents are cool as
man.
It gets. Michael Westmore, of course, invented makeup.
What's the deal with this song?
That would be Sylvester Stallone's brother.
The one that was in those terrible GWI commercials?
Yes. And he also did the soundtrack for Staying Alive, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever.
All right.
That was a Bee Gees?
No, the Bee Gees did the first one.
Okay, let's...
That's why I haven't heard of the second one.
Exactly.
Sign it out, Jupiter.
All right.
How's the film? Mr. Negative, it's First Blood.
We are out.
Wow.